This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, the St. Charles Convention Center was packed last night for the Make Missouri Pro-Life Again event. The keynote speaker was Lara Trump. She did a fantastic job. She even got a call from her kids. They had a nice family habit. She and Eric, I guess, no matter where they are, the kids can call. It doesn't matter where they are, but if the kids are going to bed, they can call and they can do their prayers with mom and dad. And she did have a little communication issue with the kids, but she was able to check that off the box, and she gave a great speech last night. Missouri Congressman Bob Onder was also honored at that event last night. His lovely wife did a great job in accepting that honor. But Bob, you were back in Washington doing the people's work, weren't you? How are you this afternoon?
I'm great. It's great to be back. Yeah, that was quite an honor last night. I've worked with the Missouri Right to Life on life issues, protecting the health and safety of Missouri women, protecting innocent human life for many years. I was very disappointed not to be able to be there, but I was in Washington, D.C., doing work on the floor that the team needed me for. Allison and my son Bobby did a great job.
They did do a great job. It was really a good event. I mean, it was a packed house, and Laura was fantastic in her speech. And then, you know, I kind of highlighted this, Bob, at the beginning of the show, because I think some people might not be aware of this, or they might be caught off guard, that the legislature passed something that will go to the voters next year. My understanding is probably August, which will, and I don't know how you would position this, but it's going to be another Amendment 3, right? It's still going to be Amendment 3. It's going to change the language of the abortion amendment that passed last year. And there are some compromises in there. For example, there's an exception for rape and incest, which, you know, Republicans were not necessarily willing to go that far in some previous incarnations of this. So what would you say about that effort and maybe your part even in that and getting that back to the ballot?
Yeah, I think, it was very unfortunate that, we've needed to reform the initiative petition process for many, many years.
Decades.
Yes. I filed an IP reform bill, 5-6 years running in the Missouri Senate. I never got any floor time for that effort. Finally, in this special session, Governor Keough called, we're going to do it. But the unfortunate truth is that progressive groups can come and literally buy amendments to the Missouri Constitution, and they did that for about $30 million last year. So Missouri is a pro-life state. The Amendment 3, as passed last year, does not reflect Missouri values. So this new bill, this new ballot measure, ironically called Amendment 3 also, will protect innocent human life. Yes, it will make some exceptions. Just as importantly, it will restore health and safety standards to protect Missouri women. It will reinstitute parental notification and consent. It will it will, and I really believe the left will use last year's initiative to undermine efforts to protect children from radical gender ideology. I think they'll use it to force public funding of abortion through Planned Parenthood. So it's really important that we fix all the wrongs done last year, and I think it will. I think it will pass.
I can already, and I'm sure there have already been editorials in the Post-Dispatch. But what the other side will say is that you're thwarting the will of the voters in what they passed last year. Now, when you look at the math that you referred to,
the will of the voters by giving the voters another chance to weigh in.
Yeah. Well, yeah. and also when you, and I don't know that this will be a big part of people's process next year when they decide on this, but you refer to it and it should be. I mean, the amount of money that was spent on this and the way that the pro-life, you know, side was outspent was just astronomical. And even then it passes by a pretty slim majority.
Yeah, that's right. You know, in Florida, where they have 60% threshold to amend their constitution, their pro-abortion initiative got 57%, and it failed. Ours only got about 51%, and it passed. The other thing working against pro-lifers last year is that we have, it's a dirty little secret, that in Missouri, we have a very liberal appellate court system and liberal appellate judges, and they gave Planned Parenthood the language they wanted. So in addition to being outspent, the language was biased against the pro-life side. So I think those things will all be different next year, and I think Missouri voters will do the right thing and protect innocent human life with a handful of exceptions and restore parental rights and the health and safety of Missouri women.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Missouri Congressman Bob Ondra is with us this afternoon. He represents the 3rd District in the St. Charles area and beyond. What is the priority right now in Washington? Why were you staying, and what's the responsibility and some of the committee work that you're doing?
Yeah, there are a lot of things going on right now. Part of it, of course, is to get some sort of a budget measure passed by the 30th of September before the government runs out of money and triggers a government shutdown. The other thing we're considering is the NDAA, the National Defense Authorization Act, in which we are working to enact President Trump's peace through strength agenda and return the military to its original purpose of keeping us safe and, if necessary, fighting our nation's wars instead of being used as a vehicle for social experimentation like DEI, critical race theory, and so on. The NDAA that we're looking at, will probably be voting on amendments on that tomorrow. We'll codify over 45 Trump executive orders and legislative proposals. It will authorize and fund deployment of troops to the borders. It will provide funding to fight drug traffickers. It will provide a much deserved pay raise for our active duty service members. So I think, and codify some DOGE cuts. So I think it's going to be a great bill. We're working out some details. But I think this really does, just like in the One Big Beautiful Bill, we codified Trump tax policy and border security policy. We are codifying President Trump's military and peace through strength policy with the NDAA.
Okay, but you just called it the Big Beautiful Bill. I thought we were supposed to call it something else now, Bob.
It's the Working Families Tax Cut Act. Yes, yes, you're right about that. You know, the Working Families Tax Cut Act, as some have said, is the most popular bill that polls negatively. I've said to Chairman Smith and to others, look, the Democrats tell a very short but succinct lie about the bill. We have the more challenging job of explaining the 200 good things and very popular things that are in that bill. Of course, the Working Families Tax Cut Act prevented a $4 trillion tax hike on the American people, $3,000 tax hike on the average family, as well as provided security for the border, provided sane, sensible energy policy. So I think as time goes on, as the American people learn more and experience the benefits of the Working Families Tax Cut Act, they'll be very supportive.
I haven't talked about this at all today, but this is interesting. The BLS, which is the Bureau for Labor Statistics, revise, and they do this on a regular basis. You have revisions to numbers that are released in the government all the time. But what's interesting here is the staggering numbers. So they now say 911,000 fewer jobs were created between April of 24 and March of 25. Now, that's well before the tariffs kick in, and you want to blame Trump for some of this stuff. So you're talking about the average job gains before the revision, 147,000 per month, after 71,000 per month. So that's a very dramatically different issue, and it kind of gives some credence because President Trump went in and fired the person at BLS, and he's been questioning the way that these numbers come out, and I think there's certainly veracity to that, isn't there, Congressman?
Yeah, I think that's right. Yeah, we'll have to dive deeper into those numbers because that's a pretty dramatic dramatic change. But you know, we had 4 years of a war on the private sector, on our economy. The job gains under Biden were almost all government jobs, incessant war on energy policy, terrible trade policy. So the business people, job creators hate uncertainty. We're now putting Trump's pro-growth, pro-family, pro-job creation economic policies into law, and I think we're going to see a booming economy by early next year.
Well, I mean, nobody's really talking about, let's face it, there are all these top experts and economists predicting a recession in the spring. I mean, and mainly due to the tariffs. I mean, you have the stock market now back. I actually wrote a note to myself, Bob, in the spring, and I have it on the calendar for this Friday. And the note said the Dow was at 41,350 on March 12th. And here we are 6 months later, and I don't know what it closed at today, but we're certainly back to the territory and beyond that we were in the spring. So we see what happens with the predictions. And I'm not going to lie, I was a little worried seeing the 401k, dry up there just a little bit. But obviously, you give some of these things a little time and patience, and lo and behold, look what happens. Thank you for coming on this afternoon. Congratulations on the honor last night. We missed you.
Thank you.
Take care. That is Congressman,
great to be on.
Congressman Bob Onder with us this afternoon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.